Barbara, I'd like to go on a virtual tour of the city of Rome today. How does one say virtual tour?
Yeah, that's all. The Romans didn't have any virtual tours. Gestatio. Gestatio would be like you're going around in a cart or something. Virtualis, if you want. Virtualis, which didn't mean anything to the Romans.
How do you say found a city?
Condere urbem.
Condere meaning?
To establish. And that's why your famous thing you see in all so many documents of Roman history, auci, auc, or auc, ab urbe conditam. This is 500 years from the city having been founded.
Covered how to say city, urbe, and citizens, the people of the city.
Well, cives, cives, C-I-V-E-S, cives. We have civility. And civil society.
Were the Romans civil people, according to you? Were they civis?
Well, I mean, a part of their society were citizens. I won't say not very many. Maybe a third of the people in Rome were Roman citizens. And a third were slaves, and a third maybe were foreigners. They were civilized in the sense they had a sense of law. But compared to the Greeks, you know, the Romans perhaps were not so civilized at all. They were kind of crude and rude and uncultured and wicked. The Greeks were more fine, you know, dance and art and sense of things. The Romans were kind of
rough,
rustic.
How do you say that? In Latin?
Rustici, rudes, rudes, and rustici.
Yeah, they were obviously very able people because they founded an empire.
Oh, yeah, they were very
empire.
Practical. That's the word.
So practical, that's a word of Latin origin, isn't it?
Practical, yeah. Well,
able is, anyway.
Able is, habilis, yeah. Habilis, which you can do things, functional is habilis, but... Well, that's the difference between the Greeks and the Romans. The Greeks were much more theoretical, philosophical, et cetera, thinkers, I won't say dreamers.
So the Romans were hands-on people.
Yeah, the Romans were not dreamers. They didn't understand anything. They were stupid in that sense.
So how do you say
They didn't understand anything. But they were very, you know, concrete. You know, the Colosseum, I always mention the Colosseum, you know, is pure functionality. Got it? And so is Latin. And then the language goes with the people. It's very functional. It's not theoretical or philosophical. You can't dream in Latin. You have to say something and move on, you see.
It's a bit like English, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's not like French or some of these philosophical languages. You can write a whole page and say nothing. In Latin, you can't do that. And so there's a complete difference there.
So they were hands-on. How does one say hands-on? How would you translate hands-on?
What are you going to say? I don't know, say utiles or something like that. Hands-on, they were ad usum destinati. They were destined to use the things. So, the famous story, you know, in Corinth, the Romans took over Greece, of course. And some guy came along and he said, look at this statue. And he said, you know, it's like worth $3 million, something like that. And the Roman governor, who was an idiot, had the statue destroyed because he said there must be something like, you know, mixed, you know, some diabolical thing with this statue that it's so expensive, you know, just to have a stupid statue be so expensive. You see, there's something wrong with it. And of course, the idiot, the Roman didn't understand that the beauty and the perfection of the statue is what gave it its $3 million value. But see, the Roman was too stupid, so he had the whole thing destroyed. Flamininus, everyone knows these stories. The Romans were kind of dumb. In that sense, they were pretty dumb.
Well, for people who created this, who founded a huge empire...
Well, yeah, well, you see, exactly.
They must have been pretty good managers, though.
Well, they were super managers.
How does one say super manager?
Okay.
That's a modern concept.
No, there's a manager, yeah, Maximus Maximi moderatores. Maximi gubernatores. Rectores. Maximi gubernatores. There's no problem there. With their roads and their system and the postal system and law.
Ooh. Lex.
Oh, yeah. The Romans with law, my heaven's sakes. It's their contribution to the world is Roman law, you know. But, you know, sitting down, what should I say, metaphysics of Aristotle, they didn't understand one iota. They just didn't understand anything about that. They say, but what are they talking about? But the Romans would understand duties toward your family, duties toward the state, duties toward society, duties toward your children, your parents. Ooh.
So was there a concept of pater familias?
The father of the family. Ooh, they were nuts about that. But they couldn't conceive like metaphysics and stuff.
There's one thing I've been wanting to ask you for a while now. In your opinion, are there any modern concepts or ideas that you deem impossible to express in an ancient language like Latin?
Cardinal Mercier said, if you have an idea that you cannot express in standard classical Latin, it's not worthy to be expressed. Famous man, the famous Thomistic Revolution, he's up north, he was like in Belgium, Mercier. And he said, if you have an idea that you can't express in Latin, forget it. And I agree. It would just be trash what you're saying. Because the Romans had to get down to business.
Mm.
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
Said they weren't dreamers.
No, absolutely. They had no idea.
But they had some expressions that we still use today.
Oh, millions.
Like, you know, like, for example, the expression a snake in the grass, meaning a hidden enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
That comes from the Latin, doesn't it?
That's Virgil. Latet anguis in herba. He says, be careful, there's an anguis in herba. There's a snake in the grass here.
And
Virgil.
Did they have any other expressions like that?
Oh, heaven's sakes, have zillions.
For example?
Depends, I don't know why.
Let sleeping dogs lie. How would you translate that?
Yeah, well.
Did they have anything similar?
No, sleeping. Well, oh, I'll tell you what they did. They said, don't awaken like a hornet's nest. You know, in that sense, you know.
Who said that?
Must be Petronius. Noli excitare crabrones. Crabrones, don't put your hand in a hornet's nest. Let them be. Let them go.
And
we have a million. I was thinking a few of the others. You know, that whole thing with the sour grapes business, you know. That's from a Latin author, Phaedrus. And the famous expression to add insult to injury.
How does one say sour grapes?
You know, that was in Uve Amare. That's all right.
Mm. But so they're adding insult to injury then?
That comes from Phaedrus. Some bald man wanted to kill a fly who was sitting on his head.
How do you say that?
So he takes a big stick and he smashes his head. Of course, the fly gets away and is on the wall laughing at this man.
So how do you say that?
Anyway, it was adere contumeliam injuriae, to add an insult, maybe because he made himself like a jackass, to injury.